Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Michaels is going to join us here momentarily. He's a longtime radio host. You can hear him nationwide on SB Nation Radio, and you can hear him in Atlanta on 680 The Fan, and you could read his work at stateoftheu.com. So, John Michaels, for those of you that don't know, longtime radio host in Atlanta. Like I said, grew up in South Florida, diehard Miami Hurricanes fan. He's got the U tattooed on his body, and he named his kid Kane. And he took a family trip to Tallahassee.
Yes, beautiful family.
From Atlanta. Yes, beautiful family. Took a family trip to Tallahassee for the game on Saturday, and he was tweeting out that he was happy that his kids got to see him just as a fan, not working, and that he was, you know, as all of us Hurricanes fans were, just enjoying every single moment of that Canes FSU game.
Dominated from the opening whistle, that's why.
You can follow him on Twitter, John Michaels U, and he is with us right now. So you had a good time in Tallahassee with the family?
There is nothing better. A, we all have kids, than to see the joy on your kids' faces. You know, and my kids don't follow football the same way that I do. But them seeing me happy in turn made them happy. And then to see all of the people that live in trailer parks in Quincy, Florida, and South Georgia, having their head buried up their own rear end. That stupid Seminole chop was quiet. I loved every single second of a long day in Tallahassee.
Somebody texts in, how many fights has this dude been in with FSU fans in the past years? I'm guessing at least seven.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, John likes to throw it down, right?
No, I'll throw it down if need be. When I'm at the game, I'm there to watch the game. I'm screaming for my team. You know, I always tell my wife this. I get 13, if everything goes great, 15, which it hasn't gone great in a long time, 15 games out of the year. Out of 365 days a year, I get 15 Saturdays where I can cheer for Miami. I'm not at a game trying to fight. I drink, I talk trash, and I go home. I've only had one or two instances where some idiot frat boys would come up and maybe try to do something. Then they realize I'm not a little guy, and I'm not afraid to throw hands. So that typically there becomes that line where they realize if I walk much closer, this guy's going to hit me. And, Hawk, that's strategic for me. I look crazy for a reason, and that's so I don't actually have to fight anybody.
Man, I wish I knew that trick.
Right?
I got locked up a number of times.
Is that the best game you've seen the Hurricanes play all season, right? It was the most complete game.
Yeah, absolutely. It was the game that we exactly wanted. It's how they were supposed to play, and it's what has really aggravated me. I was going to say something really that would have got us all in trouble here with Entercom. It's what aggravates me throughout the year. Had they played like this, at worst, they're 8-1. I thought they gave that kind of effort against Florida. Florida's obviously a much better football team than Florida State is. But where was this effort against Georgia Tech? Where was this effort against North Carolina? Where was this effort in the first half against Virginia Tech? They were focused, and I read some of the quotes that said, pregame, the focus for the team reminded the coaching staff of the focus that they had in against Notre Dame in 2017. And it almost goes back to the psyche of the 18 to 22-year-old. It's easy when you see Florida State on the other side and you see DJ Matthews talking trash about our defensive backs and LeBurn talking trash about they're going to beat Miami for our kids to focus. Maybe we need to start getting people to talk trash about this school week in and week out, and they'll start playing like the team that we want them to be. That's what I need to have happen if you're the University of Miami. I loved what I saw. Defensively, are you kidding me? Greg Russo is the second best defensive lineman in college football right now, just behind Chase Young. Now it's just a matter of, can he end up being a guy that continues as a sophomore next year to elevate himself to be a first-round pick?
And was that injury? I was going to ask you about Greg Russo. Have you talked to anybody about him? Because, what, he has 7 sacks in the last 2 games and only 4 in the first – I mean, 5 in the first 4. Like, what happened with Greg? How did he take off in the last 2 weeks like he has?
You know, part of it is just getting an opportunity. He finally started playing full-time more against the University of Virginia 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. those first few weeks we kept hearing about he's a freshman and he hasn't got all the intricacies of being a defensive end. I don't need intricacies when I got a guy 6'6", 250 pounds, who runs like a gazelle and can go get the quarterback. But damn an intricacy, let that guy go get a quarterback. And, you know, you wonder what they were seeing in practice that we didn't see for quite some time. I love it. A lot of people up here are going, wow, what is he? And I tell him, I say, he's a redshirt freshman. And they go, what? I said, yeah, this is his first four or five real games in college football. He's got 12 sacks. Chase Young, who many people are hyping for the Heisman Trophy, has 13 and a half. He's got a real good chance of breaking Dan Stubbs' single-season record of 17, because you got to get a game against FIU where you can probably get a couple of sacks there. You play Duke, you might be able to get one or two there, and Louisville's probably going to give you one or two. This kid's having one of the most amazing seasons we've seen, and he's only had an opportunity really in four games to get major playing time.
John Michaels, you can hear him on 680 The Fan in Atlanta or nationwide on SB Nation Radio. Jaren Williams, Crowder and I were talking about this earlier in the show. He's the real deal, yes?
Absolutely. He looked like – it's amazing what happens when a kid actually has time to throw the football. I mean, think back. The beginning of the year, what did we give up, 17 sacks or something like that in the first 2 weeks? Now all of a sudden the kid's able to step into a pocket and throw the ball. How many people that you guys deal with down there on your text line or tweet to you, Jaren Williams has no arm. He can't throw the ball. Well, I watched two dimes, one of them about 40 yards down the field to Jeff Thomas, another one plus 50 down the field to D. Wiggins, where he hit those guys on the money, on the run, where nobody could make a play on the ball but them. Jaren looked like the real deal. And I get it. Tallahassee is not the same as it was in 2013 or 2002. It's still an intimidating environment when there's close to 80,000 people and about 70,000 of them are screaming against you. Goes to show you what happens when you start on the road against Florida in a neutral site, and I use air quotes with that. You go on the road to North Carolina. I think the game has finally slowed down for Jaren. I think those 2 weeks of being hurt maybe gave him a perspective standing off to the side watching the game that's helped him. This kid's a redshirt freshman as well. We got to feel like we're in good hands with some of these young guys moving forward. Are we going to need some senior leadership? Sure. But I like what I see out of some of the young players from Miami.
And it seems like Dan Enos figured out DJ Dallas is awesome because he gave him 18 rushing attempts. He had two catches, 20 touches. I don't know if he had 20 touches in the game since he's been at Miami, John. Like, I think that's what started Jaren's big run.
But, Channing, here's the thing. What took him so long? What have they not seen from DJ Dallas to think that he's awesome? Going into, I think it was 2 weeks ago, against either Virginia Tech or Virginia, he was averaging 11 touches a game. How can you not get that kid the ball more? He is one of the truest hurricanes that's on the football team. He's a guy that if you're in an alley and there's like 13 guys ready to fight you and it's just you and somebody off of Miami's team, I probably want DJ Dallas because I know he's going to go down swinging. I love the way that he runs the ball. You know, he's not a top-end speed guy like McGahee or Portis. There's not many players that were like those two. But he's a guy that if you continue to feed him, he's going to average 5-6 yards a run, even behind a mediocre offensive line. And what I like that Enos has done, and I know I've banged on Enos a bunch on your program, what I like that he's done is he's found the screen game. That slowed down teams' pass rushes just enough, and it's another way to get DJ Dallas involved.
John Michaels is with us. The season is totally different. I made this point on Friday, I think, with Crowder. The season is totally different now with a win over FSU, correct? Because the narrative can be there was some adversity, but Manny Diaz got it right when he needed to. Obviously, you'd like the victory over Florida, but, you know, that was a long shot at best. But to beat FSU in his first season and seemingly and did so, by the way, in dominant fashion, but to seemingly get everything clicking after facing some adversity, that feels like the narrative on the season is totally different.
I have to see how the last three games play out. You win this game, and then you go 1-2 down the stretch, and you limp into the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl. The narrative isn't good. You beat Louisville, FIU, and Duke like you're supposed to. You finish 8-4. Maybe you go to the Camping World Stadium for their bowl, or you're in the Gator Bowl in Jacksonville. Yeah, the narrative completely changes. I like the fact that you dominated. And, you know, driving home, of course, I'm on a high. I've got a 4.5-hour road trip back. The kids and the wife are passed out. I've got a 16-ounce Red Bull and a bag of Wendy's. Like, that's the dinner of champions. But I'm sitting there thinking, I go, we haven't blown out Florida State since 2001. We haven't had a dominant victory like that over them since 01. It's really nice to see that. And again, if they can carry this momentum, take the Pitt win, take the Florida State win, end the season on a winning streak. Think what happened at the end of Mark Richt's first year. They ended on a 5-game winning streak. They were 9-4 after the bowl game, and it springboarded them into the next year where all of a sudden Miami felt like they could win, and they went out and actually won, and that's when they had the 10-game winning streak. I think you can see something positive like this, especially with all the young guys that we're talking about. These guys are coming of age. They're realizing what it takes to win in the ACC. I get it. Florida State stinks. But we're always going to have over them. We beat you so bad you fired your sorry-ass coach at the end of the weekend.
Somebody texts in, he's seen you in at least 50 fights with Saints fans.
Now that may be true.
You can tell John will slap somebody.
Oh, man, he doesn't have time for nonsense.
He's on the air. He's acting all calm. Yeah, John, you done slapped the hell out of plenty of people,
you
man.
You got no
lying.
Time for nonsense.
I will not confirm nor deny ever physical violence when it comes to an opposing fan.
John Michaels. Follow him on Twitter, John Michaels U. Thank you for making time for us, John. We always have fun.
Anytime, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.